relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
My guest likes our intro. He also likes our bumper stickers, Resist This. Yes, we do have the second hour intro is made by my engineer, Leroy, and it is epic. Oof. Epic. It does. It chills down your spine, right?
I come and do some push-ups. I'm a bro.
You are listening to Boris Epstein. He is at Boris EP, Chief Political Commentator. For the Sinclair Broadcast Group, you can check out his daily briefing, breakfastwithboris.com. I want to talk about these amazing polling results with regards to the economy. But first, allegedly, you started your political career working for a guy called Senator McCain, who's back in the news again, unfortunately. I touch this issue now and again because I know Senator McCain's son-in-law, who's a regular guest here. I'm not a big fan of the late senator. As somebody who worked for him, Boris, where do you stand?
I was proud to work for Senator McCain in 2008 in that election. I backed him during the primary. I worked for him at headquarters and actually in Alaska when Governor Palin was named for the campaign. I worked hard to defeat Barack Obama, and we did not. So I respect the late senator. May he rest in peace. This information that has come out, that we've known some of it, but it's come out more recently, and some of the revelations that he and Kramer, who was an associate of his, were a big part of pushing out this fake, false dossier against the president, is extremely disappointing and frankly sad. And I think it's a sad chapter of the late senator's career, with all due respect to him and his family.
Yeah, and the president's response, what do you think of that?
I think the president is entitled to respond. You know, that dossier has had an incredibly negative impact on the president, on his family, on this country. What it's dragged the country through in terms of these unending investigations, continuing now, the investigations which have come up with nothing pertaining to any collusion with Russia, which did not happen, as the president has said time and time again. So that dossier has been a horrible, a sort of a devil's apple in a way, right? An original sin of what started a lot of this negativity, a lot of this struggle. It's ruined folks' lives.
It has. It's resulted. Let's wherever you stand on McCain, that fake propaganda file, because dossier is a fancy word, it's a file of garbage propaganda,
right,
written by an MI6 spy.
Former.
Who hated Donald Trump. He's admitted this in a British court. That dossier was used as the trigger, as the blue touch paper of the firework that launched an investigation that has put men in prison. Not for colluding with Russia, but for everything but colluding with Russia.
And whatever those crimes of Paul Manafort that he's admitted to and others, that is all well and good. But what about the people who've been dragged through, who spent tons of money, who did nothing wrong, like Donald Trump Jr.? You better believe it's personal to the president. The president's son has been dragged through investigation, has had to spend a ton of his time, a ton of money, a ton of effort to defend himself against nothing, against crap. But let's be fair to the senator, too. He is one of the people who that seemingly was a big part of distributing it.
Yes.
Others were, too.
Sure.
Glenn Simpson, Fusion GPS.
But when a senator does it, it has a little bit more impact than some journalist somewhere, right? It's a big thing.
And that was the idea behind it.
Yes.
And it seems in this recent revelations that they had this particular senator, a Republican, Senator McCain, a former nominee of the Republican Party for president, give it to the FBI to give it that oomph. Yeah. And that is also what is extremely disappointing. And I think the president is fully entitled to respond. And the McCain family will then respond, you know, in turn, and that's what Megan has done. And she's entitled to it. It's a free country. It's the marketplace of ideas.
Let me just, before we move on, one person who I have to mention. Because, yes, Manafort committed crimes. Cohen committed crimes. But we've got to talk about General Flynn. I worked for General Flynn in transition for months. He's an honorable man. The fact that the FBI unleashed agents to talk to him without warning him, without Mirandizing him, and then he gets caught in a process crime that results in him losing his home, that's outrageous, and that's also a cost of the dossier.
I agree, and here's where my confusion on that is. Comey, the former FBI director, while FBI director, said to Congress that General Flynn did not lie.
Right.
Comey said that General Flynn did not lie.
Yeah.
And then later he gets charged, and then you know, he does admit to lying to the FBI, but not under oath. And by the way, let's not forget that Andrew McCabe was fired from the FBI because the FBI inspector general said that McCabe lied under oath in a report.
Yes.
And McCabe is writing fancy op-eds for WAPO, doing fancy interviews on the big networks. And General Flynn is struggling. Where's the fairness in that?
We'll see how long for. Let's move to these incredible polling results that we've already mentioned here on America First. 71% of those polled said that the economy is doing gangbusters, and 50% say that it's thanks to President Trump. Boris, as a hardened, veteran political operator, do facts matter when it comes to 2020, or is it all going to be about whose spin wins?
Just like the Raging Cajun said, just like James Carville said, it's all about the economy, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And 71% of Americans believe the economy is good. 52% of those polled are willing to attribute it to the president. But you better believe that in that 19% spread, most of them believe it's because of the president, too. And when they go to the polls, and let's hope the economy stays booming, and the president and his administration and Congress, the Republicans in Congress, are doing what they can to continue that. When people go to the polls and they see unemployment at historic lows, they see GDP growth at historic highs, you better believe they're going to cast that vote for President Donald J. Trump because they want to continue living the good life in America.
So does that mean that at some point in the next year, the Democrats are going to drop slave reparations? They're going to drop Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Scam? Are they going to realize, hey, you can't fight 71%, or are they just going to double down? Given what you've seen in the last 2 years, where'd you put your money, Boris Epstein?
I think they're going to double down on the social justice issues because you can't fight the president on the economy. He came in and he said he was going to cut taxes. He said he was going to deregulate. And the Democrats are going to claim that it's somehow just for rich white people. Well, guess what? Historic low unemployment for Hispanic Americans, historic low unemployment for African Americans, historic low unemployment for women, historic low unemployment for disabled Americans. That is not just rich white people.
And not only that, it's the highest median wage we've ever seen. I think it's $64,000. It's the highest median wage in U.S. history.
And not to get too wonky, I know we're not on CNBC here. We're not on Mad Money here, but the fastest wage growth we've seen since the 2000s. So this
with a special focus on what? In industry. Blue collar.
So, and look at everything that Ivanka Trump is doing. Workforce development, WGDP, a movement to empower women around the world. This is stuff that Democrats dreamt of achieving that this president is achieving. I'm very proud to have been a small part of the team that elected him, proud to have worked in the White House, proud to still be supporting him, and I think the Democrats, as they look around at the dumpster fire that is their candidate field, including the one and only Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, they're seeing that they've got nothing.
Right.
They've got nothing. They've got just a bunch of people who are jumping around and saying things. And I think that is why former Vice President Joe Biden is not getting in, because he doesn't think that the water is so warm. He thinks maybe outside the pool is faster.
Uh-huh. And he doesn't want to dive into the dumpster fire.
Who would you?
You must be joking. That clown circus, that clown car? No way. No way. Yeah. I'd be worried, Boris. I'd be really worried. I mean, you might get a phone call from the White House. They might want you back. With that patter, with that patter, very smooth. You're listening to Boris. Follow him on Twitter, Boris EP. Also, his daily update, breakfastwithboris.com. He is the chief political commentator. Got it right.
You got it right. Exciting stuff.
For Sinclair Broadcast Group. He's a friend of the show and a friend of this president and of all good things in America. Another immigrant like me. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the swamp, close enough to know what's going on, but far away enough not to get infected by all those swamp dwellers. Call us. Your call's next. 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-GORKA. 6752, and you can write to us info@sebgorka.com. Just make sure of one thing: don't touch that dial. I know you've heard of Mike Lindell and his amazing pillows, but have you tried them? I have. It's an incredible product. Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, now has a very special offer for you, my listener. My Pillow is offering a 4-pack that includes 2 premium My Pillows along with 2 Go Anywhere pillows plus free shipping. If you're looking for a great night's sleep, now is the perfect time to get your first My Pillow. If you already know how great My Pillow is, and he's already sold more than 40 million pillows, why not give them as a gift? Call 800-829-8468 and use the promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, or go to MyPillow.com. But make sure to use my promo code GORKA. That's 800-829-8468, promo code G-O-R-K-A, 800-829-8468, promo code GORKA. Violent crime is a sad reality today. Are you prepared to do what it takes to protect you and your family? If you are, you need to train with Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility. Through my personal relationship with its founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, believe it, it's true. Go to frontsight.com/GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, to get $2,000 worth of 4-day defensive handgun training absolutely free of charge. No hidden catches. Enter frontsight.com/GORKA. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with more skills than 99% of the gun-owning public, guaranteed. But you must act fast before all the free courses are gone. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/GORKA. That's G-O-R-K-A. See you at Front Sight.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of The Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
All those incredible stats that Boris just rolled off the top of his head is the reason he was in comms in the White House when I was strategist to the president. I'm going to add one more that he missed. I don't think he missed. He just didn't have time. Breitbart, Catherine Rodriguez. Listen to the stat, because there's two sides to this coin. Food stamp usage falls to 37 million for the first time since October 2009. Yippee! Or, what are we doing with 37 million people on food stamps in the richest, most powerful nation in the world, or that has ever existed? Wow. Of course, the article goes on to say that the food stamp program reached its highest levels under the Obama administration. There's a surprise. Always good to buy votes with food stamps. But at least now it's down to the lowest it's been for 10 years. But still, shameful. 37 million people. Wow. How about some people who don't have food stamps? And how about some people who are truly starving? Of course, I'm talking about the Haitians suffering today, but being helped by you and your support of Food for the Poor. We have raised $22,000 on this show alone in just the last 3 weeks. The need is still very urgent. Just listen to Food for the Poor's Paul Jacobs.
You've seen families desperate, waiting for water, waiting for the trucks to come into their communities to deliver relief and aid. Well, there are no safety nets in Haiti. There are no trucks coming in outside of Food for the Poor through your help today.
It's only you and Food for the Poor on the ground. Be a missionary today. Let us beat even more the goals that we set ourselves. We've reached our target, but we've still got 4 days left. Please go to sebgorka.com and click the Haiti Humanitarian Crisis banner. Any donation, any size, it doesn't matter. It'll take you 3 minutes. Or if you prefer, just call 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Children are on the brink of starvation. Every donation you make helps. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Food for the Poor. And Portions of America First are brought to you in part by AMAC, the Association for Mature American Citizens. We have somebody who's angry at me, and I think he misunderstood what I said. So let's go to him first, because we can't have misunderstandings break friendships. Line 4, Barrett in Houston. What is up, Barrett?
Sebastian, you're way, way, way too smart for any of us to believe what you said earlier.
What did you think I said, Barrett? Let me hear what you think I said. You said
it doesn't matter what they believe. It matters what they do. And
I believe that with any human being. You can say that I'm good, I'm great, I'm a saint. I don't care. It's what you do that matters. That's life.
You haven't had Brigitte Gabrielle on yet. She'll take issue with you on that. That the Quran,
what do you mean?
I don't care
whether you're an atheist. I don't care whether you're a Christian. I don't care whether you're a Muslim or a Buddhist. You judge people on what they do, not what they say, because talk is cheap.
They're swearing on a Quran that tells them to murder infidels, that tells them to lie to infidels. And Brigitte Gabrielle will tell you that. It's mutually exclusive to the United States Constitution. And we all know you know that, doctor. We know you're way too smart.
I know. Barrett, you got to calm down. You got to listen to my points, because you are inferring things I never said. According to the tradition here in America, since 1776, you can have an oath of office on a carrot. Okay? You cannot be banned. Once you've been elected, you can give an oath of office on a paper bag full of peanuts if you want. Okay? That's
enforce the law. That's all we want.
Right? Has she broken the law? Can you put Ilhan Omar in prison for anything she's done right now? Because in a republic, Barrett, we don't do that. In a dictatorship, we don't like somebody and we put them in prison. Okay, what has she done? I'm not a fan of her. I've spent a month talking about this anti-Semite. A month. If you think you get on my show and say I'm giving her leeway, then you haven't been listening to this show.
You're telling me I can swear on a piece of paper that says I hate Americans and want to murder them and become a congressman? Is you telling me that?
By law, you can, yes.
That's not true.
Of course it is.
We don't know that.
What do you mean?
We know that's not true.
There's no law in America that can stop you from swearing your oath of office on anything and taking
please
up your permission.
Please get,
I know
please
Bridget
get,
Gabriel. It doesn't change the facts of the matter. You can swear your office on anything. You cannot be prevented. I'm talking about the technicalities. You cannot be prevented from taking up your office. It's just a fact.
In 2021, DJT's got to say enforce. We've got
sorry,
to
have what does that mean?
We're going to lose our country.
Look, hang on a second. Now you're going off on another tangent, okay? What do you mean?
I'm calm.
What do you mean? Say that again.
If we continue to have people who don't believe in America sworn in, lying when they swear in, to get into office and to take our rights away, which is inevitable because we don't have the backbone or we don't have the gonads to stand up and stop them, we're going to lose our country.
I absolutely agree. It is evident. It is absolutely plain to me that Ilhan Omar hates what this nation stands for. She hates the principles of the founding, and she hates what the republic means to Americans who love this country. That's without doubt. It doesn't change the facts. She can swear her oath of allegiance on anything. But she clearly hates this country, and I think people are waking up. If you look at the discussion we just had with Boris Epstein, people know who's good for this country, and they know it's people like Donald Trump who care, who are building the wall. People like Donald Trump who say, we're going to get every single MS-13 member out of this country. People like Donald Trump who call ISIS evil and did more to crush ISIS in 4 months than Bush and Obama combined. So all I'm saying is you got to have faith. The Ilhan Omars of this world will never win. As long as people like you and me have breath in our bodies, you've got to have faith. America is the greatest country on God's earth, and we are becoming the shining city on the hill. Yes, Barrett.
In 2021, one word, enforce. MAGA is done well. We don't need to say that anymore. Just enforce. Enforce the law. Donald Trump has got to have the backbone after he's reelected to start getting Muslims out of our government. He's got to.
That's not allowed. It's not allowed. You cannot have a religion test. That is anti-constitutional. That is against the U.S. Constitution. It's against the U.S. Constitution. You know, you cannot have a religion test. It's called the Disestablishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Buddy, you've got to do things right because it's the other side.
Dr. Blackburn, the other side breaks the law. You have the backbone.
The other side.
The backbone Rush Limbaugh doesn't have. We're dependent on you.
Rush is a hero. Rush started it all. Barrett, do not say stuff like that. We owe everybody who loves this country owes Rush.
I wanted to hear you say that.
Barrett.
Please get Bridget Gabriel on.
Thank you for calling, Barrett. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. See, we can be friends. Stay tuned for more.
This is not CNN.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, and MLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 800-815-4802, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. Dial 800-815-4802. That's 800-815-4802. Make the cash call today. That's 800-815-4802.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest-Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest-Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest-Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of The Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
This is a message to all you snowflakes out there. Resist this.
Thank you, Sean. Yes, we are back. That's on you, bumper sticker. Hashtag resist this. When you get a book, you'll get a bumper sticker as well. Little message for my friend Barrett. Passion is key. You don't achieve anything of worth or value without passion. But if you forget who we are, then you lose everything. The difference between patriots and the un-American people that you're talking about is that the un-American people who hate this nation will use every tool to realize their objectives. That's the definition of being a totalitarian. We have enemies, but we are the good guys, the second we resort to the philosophy that the ends justify the means, which is what the left believes, we will become the Gestapo. We will become the Stasi. And we'll say to ourselves, hey, but it's defending the Republic. Wrong. The second you do that, you have destroyed the Republic, and you yourself have sabotaged everything the Founding Fathers dedicated their treasure, their blood, and their sacred honor to. You will have been responsible for that. There are white hats, and we must remain the good guys. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to the issue of the censorship by what Breitbart calls the masters of the universe. Let's go to line five. Rudy San Antonio, welcome aboard.
Hey, how are you, Dr. Gorka?
Better than I deserve.
Yes, sir. Hey, so the other day, I can't remember. It actually was last month. I don't have a lot of followers, so I don't believe I'm being shadow banned. But every once in a while, when there's an important conservative news or issue that happens, I try to tweet something, and I get an error message, right? I'll try it a couple of times, and I'll still get this error message. So then the last time this has happened throughout the year several times.
So you're getting an error message inside the Twitter app?
Yes, sir.
And are you on a phone or are you on a computer?
Oh, I'm on my cell phone, but there's no error. There's no network error. It's connected.
It's a tweet. It's a Twitter message.
Yes.
Interesting. Yes. Do me a favor, like our last caller. Will you do a screen capture the next time you get that error message and just send it as an attachment to info@sebgorka.com? I need to see these because usually these things are much more subtle. It's like what Sean Davis said, that you can see something you post, but your followers can't, which is impossible to tell unless your followers tell you. But that kind of internal app error message, very, very interesting. Thank you for calling, Tom. Let's go to line three. Mike in California, welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. Yes, I'm calling from the People's Republic of California, unfortunately. I have been sent to what's been called since at least 2012, the Twitter gulag, multiple times, and no disrespect.
That's because, are you a naughty boy? Is that why?
I'm conservative and pro-liberty, somewhat libertarian, and that's why, because I was tweeting out conservative and pro-liberty messages. And it's not just me. Many people have been sent to Twitter gulag where your account is automatically suspended for anywhere from a few weeks to a month or more, and in some cases permanently suspended, as my account is now. And then before they permanently suspended my account, I was shadow banned, and I had several thousand followers. I noticed all of a sudden I was getting no more dialogue or interaction like I normally would get from my followers. So all these people who voluntarily followed me and still showed up as following me, that they apparently were not receiving my tweets in their timeline as they were supposed to and as they wanted to because they intentionally followed me. So part of the insidious aspect of Twitter and the other social media is that you believe your followers are still receiving those messages that they want to receive and that you want them to receive, and they're not receiving them. That's why it's called, of course, shadow banning. Now,
you got 20 seconds left, Mike.
Okay, back when Mitt Romney was running, there were Democrat goon squads or hit squads targeting Republicans supporting Mitt Romney and using a Twitter software hack they were using to automatically suspend pro-Republican, pro-Mitt Romney Twitter users. And I don't think that got much or any news coverage.
I have not heard that, and I'll look into that. But you're absolutely right, Mike. It is insidious because these are tools, these are restrictions, they're called throttling, that you as the user don't see. More of your calls next, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Thank you, Mike. Dear friends, do you know that modern science, medical science, is now finding that the most severe medical conditions are linked back to inflammation? Inflammation is the cause of so many maladies, but there is something that can help with your daily aches and pains, something that has helped me. It's called Relief Factor. 100% drug-free. It is a natural supplement. It is offered in a three-week quick starter pack for less than $20. The remarkable thing is, after people try the three-week quick start pack, more than 70% of those who tried it get relief and they stay with Relief Factor. That is an unheard of percentage. One of those people is me. It's Dennis Prager. It's Hugh Hewitt. Tens of thousands of our listeners are successfully getting relief from their daily aches and pains by taking Relief Factor. Check out the testimonials. Go now to relieffactor.com. You should be the next success story. What have you got to lose? Do it now. Relieffactor.com. $20.
Hi, we're here with Alexander Green, four-time best-selling author and chief investment strategist of the Oxford Club. Alex is a stock-picking legend. He called six of the best stocks of the past 20 years, including Apple, Intuitive Surgical, Netflix, Verion, Amazon, and Celgene. Now, Alex, I understand you're targeting a new stock.
Yes, it's a cutting-edge tech company making blockbuster deals. I'm talking about $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump himself even calls what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of it because this $3 stock trades under a secret name.
Alex just got on stage in front of a packed crowd to talk about this secret stock, and you can see his free presentation at onestockretirement.com. Don't wait on this. We expect the stock to make big national news in June. Go to onestockretirement.com now.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of The Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
What kind of person joins a club and pays their dues and then allows the club to spend their money on things that are antithetical to their values? Nobody in their right mind. But if you join the AARP and you're conservative, that's exactly what they're going to do. Why? Because the AARP is on the side of socializing your healthcare, silent on tax cuts. They have no view on AOC's 70% tax rate. That's why I say If you're over the age of 50, you need to join a club that cares about you and that will stand up for your values. Of course, that club is AMAC. You'll enjoy real savings on everything from car insurance to hotels to travel to much, much more. So go now to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com. Or just call 855-624-4824. That's 855-624-4824. 4824. Incredibly, Dan Weber, the founder, has already recruited more than 1.7 million members to AMAC. If you're a conservative, you should be a member too. Just go to GorkaForAMAC.com or call 855-624-4824. In an age of AOC, Warren, and all the rest, the stakes have never been higher. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC. Look, we're still going to talk about censorship, throttling on social media, but at the same time, it's incredibly powerful and useful. There's a reason the president has 60 million followers on Twitter alone. And already, Lucas, remember Lucas from Brazil, called us about half an hour ago. He's just DM'd me on Twitter, and he's ready for my visit to Brazil. He says, tell me when you're coming, and my friends and I, we will organize a great time. I just want to have one of those steaks. You know, those legendary steaks they talk about from the Pampas, those grass-fed, massive Argentinian steaks. Salivating already. Let's get back to your calls. A little bit of a different topic, but it's an important one. So let's go to line one. Judy, Brooklyn, welcome aboard.
I wanted to leave the best for last, but I think what it is, I told you, Screen, I'm calling about something. I want to tell you something. I just read, I'm halfway through a certain book that is so inspirational and so informative, and it's got all these events and historical events and heroes that I never knew about that I'm so impressed. And just on chapter one, you could make a movie just on chapter one. And the author of this book is someone by the name of Sebastian Gorka.
Judy, you got to stop it. I know that book. I've heard of that book. Yes, Why We Fight. You're too kind.
Dr. Gore, I'm not too kind. I want to thank you for writing that book, but I want to tell you something else. You know that your parents, I tell you right now, we're so lucky that they made it alive just on the first chapter. Because never mind how great they must have been, but they produced someone that is so amazing, and that's you, Dr. Gorka. So just think of that one.
Who is this
lady? You're our hero. You're one of our heroes. You're one of our deplorable heroes, let's put it this way. Baron is so frustrated. So Dr. Gorka, I want to tell you something. If I would be a movie producer, there is a huge movie just on chapter one.
Oh, I know. I've been told that many times. The story of my father. I mean, think about the international aspect. So my father's 20 years old, decides to resist communism, gets betrayed by Kim Philby in British intelligence, ends up with a show trial, life sentence, 2 years down a coal mine, 2 years in solitary, finally liberated by the freedom fighters.
Your mother.
Well, yeah, he makes a promise to somebody else in prison who says, if you ever get out of prison, will you take my daughter out of the country? And my dad
17 years old, yes.
My dad says, well, sure I will, because he thinks he's going to die in prison. And so he gets finally liberated, remembers his promise before he leaves the country, walks across Budapest, finds the home of his former prison mate, knocks on the door and says, I'm on a shoot to kill list. I got to leave the country. Where's your daughter? And the two of them escape under a train to the western border. Literally the last thing, my father gives his father's gold fob watch to the local farmer who knows the route through the minefield. And the 17-year-old Susan and my father, 26.
How did they go through the minefield?
They crawled. They crawled through the minefield and they make it to a refugee camp. Real refugees, not economic refugees, and escape to the UK. And that's my story, but no more, Judy. You can't say any more because then because nobody will buy the book. Why We Fight? Go to Amazon.com now. You can say one more thing, Judy.
Oh God, you're making. You know what? First, I want to know about Nikki Hale. Before that, Barron.
Yeah, that was your question. You mean Barrett? My caller.
Yeah, well, no, Barron, the guy before called you.
Barrett.
So frustrated.
Barrett. Yeah.
He's so frustrated. I feel his frustration. And the truth is, words matter. But guess what? You're right. Actions speak louder than words. And the thing is, what he's frustrated about is, unfortunately, the Muslims have so far we've been exposed to a lot of huge harm and murder. You know, that's why he feels the way he feels. They're so un-American, and we're very scared of their Quran and what it says in the Quran and is bringing to America. We're very frightened. Dr. Gork, I'm going to squeeze it in. What about Nikki Haley? What happened to her?
This was the question I thought you were going to ask me. Thank you, Judy. You know what? Massively disappointed. She was a champion. She was a warrior at the UN. Yes, she said some stuff in the run-up to the election that was unfortunate about the president, but she stood up. She did what had to be done at the UN. But the things she's done since she left government service, I mean, just appearing on a panel with John Brennan, okay, maybe she had to appear on the panel, but then afterwards to tweet out a photograph of her with John Brennan saying, what a wonderful time I had with John Brennan. John Brennan is the grandfather. He is the man who made the plot against Donald Trump possible with regards to that Australian individual, the former foreign secretary, sitting down with Papadopoulos in that pub in London. He's the man we now know, thanks to Lee Smith and others, who pressured Comey to begin the FISA investigation domestically in America. John Brennan, the man who voted for the Communist Party of America in 1976. He voted for Gus Hall 4 years before he was... How do you join the CIA after you vote for the Communist Party at the height of the Cold War? And Nikki Haley's all buddies with John Brennan. Massively disappointed. I don't know why she did it. I can't crawl into her soul and answer that question. But man, a sad day for the MAGA agenda and a sad day for us deplorables when we lost Nikki Haley to our cause. Great call, Judy. Thanks for letting me wax lyrical about my parents. I'm Sebastian Gorka. The book's called Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. More of your calls and my analysis here on America First in just a jiff. I've just read the new research report from Midas Gold Group, 10 Real Catastrophic Threats to Your Money and Finances in 2019. The elimination of cash, ballooning national and corporate debt, falling corporate earnings. This alarming report gives you critical information you won't get anywhere else. The report will also show you how to privately and legally control a portion of your own wealth. Don't leave all your money or your entire IRA in the hands of the same bankers and brokers responsible for the 2008 collapse. Midas Gold Group give you tools and ideas to control your money and retirement account, not sales pitches. Call Midas Gold Group today and tell them you are an America First listener and get your free copy of the shocking report on the 10 financial threats to your wealth and the self-directed IRA guide. Call Midas Gold Group at 480-360-3000. Again, that number is 480-360-3000.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's ETHOS. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million.
You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
One of the best songs ever by the ska band Madness, Our House. I can listen to that on repeat for hours. Let's get one of your calls in this last segment of the second hour. Let's go to line four. Tom in Atlanta, Georgia, welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. Thank you for what you do for our country. I'd like to humbly say, I'm from quality control, and all the Democrats, the ones at the top, know this. The naive ones don't, but we don't live in a democracy like Elizabeth Warren tried to say this morning or yesterday. She said there are things happening in our country that are really bad for our democracy, and you know what? If that's true, that makes me happy, because we don't live in a democracy, Pocahontas. We live in a republic, and when we say the Pledge of Allegiance, we get that reminder.
Yes.
So the Republicans stand for that, and the Democrats stand for when three wolves and a sheep vote for what's for dinner, that's a democracy.
You're absolutely right, Tom. Let's actually listen to Senator Warren from this town hall in Mississippi. Cut five.
We need to make sure that every vote counts. And I want to push that right here in Mississippi, because I think this is an important point. You know, come a general election, presidential candidates don't come to places like Mississippi. Yeah, they also don't come to places like California and Massachusetts, right? Because we're not the battleground states. Well, my view is that every vote matters. And the way we can make that happen is that we can have national voting, and that means get rid of the Electoral College and everybody.
Now, there's only two options with regards to Senator Warren. Either she is an idiot or she's lying. Because she's talking to the voters of Mississippi, and if we did away with the Electoral College, none of their votes would matter. She's lying to their faces. Tom is absolutely right. If we got rid of the Electoral College and there was a popular vote, a democratic vote of the simple majority, Los Angeles County and New York would decide who our president is every single time. That's the stake involved. This is the nature of the challenge. We have people who aren't just dreaming about undoing our republic. They have a plan to dismantle it piece by founding fathers' piece. But we're not going to let them as long as we're here. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios of the Salem Radio Network. Don't go away. Much, much more to come.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will
will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.